The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. From the College for Creative Studies, in beautiful, splendorous downtown Detroit, Michigan, Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
As always.
Yep, Wilhelm screaming and all, right, Dan?
Absolutely.
I'm trying to get ready for you to introduce me, but now Dave spoiled it.
Oh, sorry. I'm rotten.
We'll try to vamp here for a second or two to give Dan a chance to
shuffle.
Be our sound effects guy. Whatever happened, Professor Jason Roach, to that wonderful little soundboard you had in your phone a few weeks ago? I want to say there was a page you found where you touched things on the screen and things screamed or danced or
something. Oh, no. That's my portable music recording studio and keyboard, synthesizer, and sequencer, known as Nano Studio for the iPod Touch
or
the iPhone.
Well, what do you do with it? Fool around or actually make music?
I actually make music.
That's awesome. Professor Dan Maggio of Traverse City, Michigan, do you have the scream ready to go?
I do not have the scream ready.
Well, I
could try to scream.
Make him scream.
But you have to
kick him, Jason. Right. Kick him. Just kick him.
Still looking. You know, and then I go over and I look at Professor Jeff Boats of math and other things, and he is very busy factoring right now.
I'm not factoring. I'm actually creating tests.
Because
my time is that valuable? Valuable isn't quite the right word. Scarce. That would be the right word. There we go.
We appreciate that you're here, Jeff. We appreciate that you're here.
I appreciate that I'm here, too.
Excellent. How about you, Professor Chuck Hogan? Where were you when the Tigers went to the World Series last night?
I was there.
You were at the game? Oh, my gosh. I must have missed the
detail. This is like Woodstock. Everybody says they were there. There were a million people at the game last night.
Oh, my gosh. How late did you stay after?
Well, then my daughter lives down there. So we down there and kind of cruised around.
Well, folks, this is a program. You can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And you can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can fax the profs at 313-993-1166, or you can send the questions USPS to the College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221-3038. And when last we were talking to our profs, we had a wonderful set of questions submitted by the University of Detroit Mercy's fantastic audiovisual department student staff located in the Briggs and engineering buildings on the McNichols campus. We've got a couple of questions here under miscellaneous and a handful of questions under Halloween. So we will see how those go. Very different from the questions we did that were handled Halloween related lately. What man's name can be spelled using the first letter of consecutive months of the year?
Jason.
Jason. I'm really hoping that Jason answers that question.
How did you know that?
Hit it immediately.
One day my mom, when I used to play Little League Baseball, I would always look for my name in the paper, right, for the local paper, if I had a bunch of hits or whatever, and they put that
missing.
In. And one day my mom came up to me, and she's like, "Your name's in the paper." And I'm like, "What, really?" Yeah, and there was a chart, January. I was like, thanks. Thank you, Mom.
October, November. Oh, well. Profs, what are the only two mammals that lay eggs?
Echidna and platypus.
Actually, it says spiny anteater, but I think echidna. That qualifies as an echidna, yes. It's very interesting.
Isn't the bat a mammal, technically?
A bat is a mammal, but I don't believe they lay eggs.
No.
Huh. They give birth to live young and are hairy. Name the person whose voice has appeared in every single Pixar movie.
John Ratzenberger.
Yes, of Cheers fame.
Wow.
We're reminded in the question, he's of Cheers fame. That's right. He's had at least a bit part in every Pixar movie. Got to keep that going. Okay, let's move on to the Halloween questions. Very different from the Halloween questions we did a couple of weeks ago. To which region of the world, specifically, do pumpkins originate? Or any squash, actually, for that matter.
Squash.
North America.
It's in this region, but it's not technically North America. It's in our hemisphere.
Canada?
It's not Canada.
Canada might count as part of North America.
No, yeah. I thought he said... That's not what he thought. I thought he said something else.
Okay.
So not North America, but in this hemisphere.
Calabasas. It's Central America, actually. Oh, wow. Primarily Mexico and Central America, yep. Who wrote the novel Frankenstein?
Mary Shelley.
Mary Shelley, yes. If my wife were here, she would chime in and say, The entire novel is an allegory about her fear of becoming a mother. And thank God I have an English major, history major for a wife to tell me these things. Otherwise, it would just be cool Frankenstein. Which country celebrates the Days of the Dead starting at midnight on October 31st every year?
Mexico.
Mexico, absolutely. A great celebration of sugar skulls and those who have passed in the previous years.
The DIA actually had a how to create a sugar skull exhibit like activity for the kids and family a couple years ago.
Very cool. It's kinda neat. Very cool. Who is said to haunt the White House Rose Garden specifically? The ghost of who?
Lincoln?
Not Lincoln. Oh, Lincoln, Gore. I definitely no, Gore's beard. Lincoln definitely haunts the White House, but the Rose Garden in particular, someone who spent a lot of time there, I believe, is what they're getting
would
at.
Would be one of the wives?
Mm-hmm. Like Dolly Madison?
It was Dolly Madison, yep, exactly. She can be seen eating raspberry zingers.
Oh, eating the roses.
Yeah, exactly. It says here, I've never heard this before, but it does make sense based on what I've seen, because, of course, pumpkins are plentiful in Michigan at this time of year. We are the sixth biggest pumpkin producing state in the union.
Woohoo!
It says pumpkins can be orange, white, green, and only one other color.
Pink.
And I'm guessing it doesn't say pink. It doesn't say pink. I'm guessing that somewhere between orange and white is what they're getting at here.
Because I saw them at Westbourne the other day.
I know. Although yellow? I believe that if we got super technical, the species wouldn't be pumpkin. Was it rainbow? Is that what you said?
I said yellow.
Not yellow. Actually,
white.
Not yellow.
You said
orange, white, green, and
a color between orange and white.
Did you? No,
green cards, I'm saying green clovers, blue diamonds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, blue is what it says here. Huh. Pumpkins can be blue. There's not many things in nature that come out brilliant blue.
The Smurf pumpkin.
Smurf pumpkin. Smurf
I've seen blue like corn chips.
Sure. I want to see that.
Yeah, that's blue. Right.
Well, it could be related to the eggplant, which comes in white.
That's right. That's right.
And it comes in Parmesan.
Aubergine, what the French call it.
Aubergine.
Mm-hmm. Which actor played Dr. Frankenfurter in the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Tim Curry.
Tim Curry.
Absolutely. Woo-hoo. See the signs out in the hallway for watching that movie.
Nobody can wear fishnet like him. Yeah, no.
That's right.
Yeah.
According to superstition, if you want to meet a witch on Halloween, you have to do something.
It's on my
what
house.
Is it? You could
lay on more candy.
You have to
alternately.
You have to light a candle.
No candles.
Didn't, did we have this question last week or no?
Something similar some variation to it, but not exactly the same.
You have to go to the cemetery.
No,
go to Salem, Massachusetts.
No.
You have to go to the DMV.
You have to go to Walmart.
Oops.
You guys are making it too complicated. All you have to do, according to this question, is invite them into your house. No. Put on your clothes inside out and walk backwards.
I do that every day.
That's easy.
Yeah. My son.
Like, well, it was 50-50 this morning.
My son is constantly putting his clothes on inside out and or backwards, and now I know why.
Yeah, I think he's trying to meet a witch.
Hey, son, you smell like fire and how brimstone.
How old is he?
4.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps the last question in this wonderful set that we really appreciate Chuck's staff sending in. What percentage of pumpkins are water? We talked about how many seeds they had last time.
That's probably about right.
90%.
Yep.
Right on.
That's really, really
Professor
close.
Professor Maggio, that is wacky.
Well, I knew it was
going to
have
stuff.
A lot of water.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Dry it out.
And air.
We have a wonderful, wonderful set of questions from Professor Chow's students that we're going to attack at this point. And Dano, they are all over the map. So let's start in on those.
Oh, Lordy.
In what language was Rime of the Ancient Mariner originally written in 1798?
These are my students?
Yes. I think you should have them draw a picture of an albatross. That's what I think.
Icelandic?
It wasn't Icelandic.
Who wrote it? That's the question. I read it in high school.
I know. I remember reading it. I remember the guy with the albatross around his neck. But I'm embarrassed. It's a very famous piece of English literature, actually, profs. It's English.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's
a trick question.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a little bit. Really. A little bit.
Whoa.
I don't do English too good.
I just assumed it was written in another language and translated to English. Mm-hmm. Very U.S.-centric of me.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yes, Dan. For shame. What household cleanser featured an animated white tornado in its 1970s TV commercials?
Mr. Clean?
It wasn't Mr.
Was
Clean.
Was it Ajax?
It was Ajax, absolutely.
Nice.
I was thinking, how many household cleansers were there?
Zud.
I mean, I know Mr. Clean had the
scrubbing bubble.
The bald guy.
The genie.
Yeah.
Was, right?
Speaking of Ajax, how's that Jackson for Granderson trade looking now?
Oh, yeah. The guy on the radio this morning put it very eloquently. He's like, all right, if you would have asked me about 2 months ago about that trade, I would have said you're nuts, but now I'm a big fan of Jack and Coke.
Or was the other one, have a Coke and a smiley?
Yeah, a Coke and a smiley, exactly. What character in Grease sings the song, "Look at me, I'm Sandra D"?
The main character, Olivia Newton.
Rizzo is the one who sings it.
No,
he's making fun of Sandra Dee, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Stocker Channing.
Stocker Channing.
Yep, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, oldest cast member.
I cannot believe I did not get that.
It's all right. We forgive you. We forgive you. Profs, what color is Mr. Bean, that's Rowan Atkinson's character's tie? His tie is always the same color.
Red.
It is red. Very well done. Very well done, Mr. Bean. Who is the first U.S. president to use his power to line item veto? That is, cross out certain parts of a bill but still approve it.
Was that a recent?
It's recent because it was generated during this president's presidency.
Reagan.
Yeah, it was Clinton. Very good. Oh, very good. Dan redeems himself.
I don't feel redeemed.
I have every confidence that Kathy Bush was looking down on Comerica Park last night and smiling very broadly, and we'll do this question in honor of her. What is Hockey Hall of Famer Bobby Hull's nickname? Do you remember what he was called?
The Golden Jet.
The Golden Jet. Wow. Our Canadian ringer comes through. There was a beautiful little Twitter this morning about all sorts of people who may have passed away recently and not so recently, and said the only better place to have been last night was heaven, where Ernie Harwell was still calling the game. And I believe even Dan Dickerson and Jim Price would give us that one.
Cabrera hit one that was long gone.
Here come the Tigers.
And then the one thing that I always blew my mind listening to him on the radio is, how did he know, you know, who caught the ball? Where were they from?
Yeah, that's really good. It's like he knew everybody.
From Saugatuck is to take one home.
That's a great area. That's a great area.
People would listen for years to hear their hometown. Like, one time I heard Berkeley, I'm like, you!
That's a great part of town.
What famous Disney movie actually featured originally the song When You Wish Upon a Star? Or the unofficial song that is the theme of the Disney Empire.
It's not Cinderella.
Steamboat Willie.
Not Steamboat Willie.
Not that.
Jiminy Cricket. What was the one that was
it? You guys are going to have to think about it just a little bit longer while we take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
I'm your host, Edwin DeWint, and today we have almost all the regular panel with us. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
Hey, man. Pleasure to be here, as always.
Wow. That's the first variation in decades, yeah. I think.
Oh, no, I've been working up to it.
Okay, all right.
First the mustache, then pleasure to be here. What's next?
Yes. And as always. On his right, the woman he can't keep his hands off, the Department of English, Professor Claire Crabtree.
What can I say to follow that up?
I don't know.
Hello.
Say it was okay. Yeah. There are people out there waiting to hear.
Was it good for you?
And on Claire's right, from the Department of History, Professor Sarah Gravel. And on Sarah's right, from the Department of English, also Professor Hugh Kulig.
Well, I will just say hello and leave it at that.
I think that's the wisest thing.
You've done enough
thing.
Damage. It was because of you that we were whispering.
Oh. These were quotations, and you were to guess who said them. Who said, "Never lend your car to anyone to whom you have given birth"?
Irma Bombeck.
Yes, Irma Bombeck, exactly. Philip Roth is a good writer, but I wouldn't want to shake hands with him. Who said that?
Somebody after Portnoy's complaint.
Exactly. and who was it? It was a woman.
Figures it would be a woman.
A writer. A writer of schlock, basically, now deceased. I was going to say one of her novels was just reproduced by a computer, or a new novel.
Somebody's writing in the style of. Yeah, you can call it style.
Exactly.
Well, she's not known to have shaken hands with anybody.
No.
We are back with some wonderful questions from Professor Dave Chow's students. We left with what famous Disney movie originally featured the song When You Wish Upon a Star?
I think we worked it out.
Yes.
And?
Pinocchio?
Pinocchio is correct. Ooh. Absolutely. Jiminy Cricket. Who played Dr. Rumach in a famous 1980 comedy film?
Rumach?
Rumach or Rumach. I hope I don't mispronounce it because I'm sure that's part of the joke, sadly. A very famous Canadian, if I'm remembering correctly. Well,
Alex Candy? Trebek.
No, hold on. What year was it?
1980.
John Candy?
No.
Rick Moranis?
If I say the movie, I'm going to give the whole thing away. It's Airplane.
Oh, Leslie Nielsen.
So it was Leslie Nielsen. Yes.
The star of Men with Brooms.
I will never forget Leslie Nielsen because I'm the person who does the dry cleaning, except for my wife did it first the first time. So her name's attached to the account, and they call me Leslie when I'm coming in and leaving every time. I don't know. Like, well, Leslie could be a guy's name. You can see the look on their face every time. Thank you, Leslie. I'm like, whatever.
And don't call me Shirley.
And don't call me Shirley. That's exactly it. What company is located on Strawberry Lane in Orrville, Ohio? Very placid.
Orville Redenbacher popcorn?
No, but that's reasonable.
Guest answer?
Yes, it is. Dean Finkenbein.
How about Smuckers?
Smuckers is correct.
Who's that mess man?
Let me tell you, man. All I know about that is if it's made by Smuckers, it's got to be good. What does the letter C stand for in the trade union acronym ASCAP?
Composers.
Composers, right on. Being a composer yourself, are you a member of ASCAP?
I am not.
Oh, okay.
At this time,
composer?
No,
I am.
BMI
he composes
music.
I mean, I'm not a published movies. Composer.
What's the more commonly known trademark name of the tranquilizer diazepam?
Valium.
Most people call it Valium. That's right. The difference between the chemical name and the, I think I've made the joke before, but it's just so funny. I want to repeat it. The was it Lunesta is the one that helps you sleep, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, the butterfly comes in and the commercial and sets you to sleep. And on The Simpsons, it was Napian. That's exactly it. So I won't tell you the name of their Viagra substitute.
Oh, no.
What is the name of the building taken over by terrorists in the movie Die Hard?
The Nakatomi Eagle.
Yeah, the Nakatomi Plaza. That's right. Very nice. Who won?
I would just like to say if Beth were here... Oh. She's going to be so mad she missed a Die Hard question. She watches that movie every year.
Yeah,
her favorite Christmas
movie. Thanks for visiting us, Dean Finkenbein.
And saving our butts with that one question, too.
Yeah. My man knows his Smuckers.
I grew up eating many a preserved sandwich here.
The ones with the meat or the ones with the jelly and jam?
Jelly and jam. Yeah.
Who won the Best Supporting Actress Oscar for her role in the movie The Piano?
Holly Hunter.
It wasn't
Holly. No, it was Anna Paquin.
Anna Paquin, yes.
Holly Hunter won Best Actor.
Now of True Blood film, right?
Yeah.
Slightly different genre.
Yeah, it shows out of control. I watched it for a little bit. Do you ever see it?
No, I've heard about it.
It was interesting, and then it just got to be just too much.
That's on HBO, right?
I don't know.
Some of us can't afford
I watch it at a friend's house. I don't have HBO either.
All right.
There you go. I walk around the neighborhood that night.
Hey, can I come over?
In all truth, though, profs, I was driving back. My parents live two blocks from where I am, and myself and my family were watching the game at my parents'. They have a bigger TV. And when we were driving back during the celebration, it was amazing going by every front room, and their TVs were on with the Tigers in the back.
Nuclear glow
awesome.
Of Berkeley.
Yep. Where is located the part of a piano that you would call the fall board? Where is the fall board?
Is that by the pedals?
No.
Is that the cover?
It's the cover, yeah. It's the hinge cover on a, over the keyboard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. I was thinking the bigger.
The thing you if you had one in your home, you tried to put your brothers and sisters' fingers in.
Oh, yeah, okay. Exactly. No, I was thinking the big back end of a cover.
Spoken like somebody who knows.
What children's serial featured a character modeled after Jean Lafitte?
Captain Crunch,
yes. Captain Crunch, absolutely. I don't know what's up with that guy. And featured a voice that parodies what celebrity? What is his voice? His voice parodies who? Who is that?
Jimmy Stewart.
Is it Jimmy Stewart, do you think?
You sounded like Jimmy Stewart.
I have no idea. I don't think it's supposed to be Jimmy Stewart.
It wasn't Cary Grant.
Your money's not here. It's in Dave's house.
That's more. You sound more like Catherine Hepburn.
Thanks.
So sorry, Matt.
Zing. What famous actor portrayed a judge in the movie My Cousin Vinny?
Oh, that big
tall Herman Munster.
Fred, yeah.
Fred Gwynn.
Fred Gwynn is his name. Yep. Boy, is he a monster of a guy.
This is his last role, too, I think.
Yep. I just heard, so he was the dad on The Munsters, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Herman.
Were they the ones that lived on Mockingbird Lane?
Uh-huh, or
was
Jerry O'Connell.
1313?
Jerry O'Connell's the, playing the new Herman.
Right, but they shut it down, apparently, the other day. They just got rid of it. Yep,
oh, wow.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah, it's too bad. It sounded pretty interesting.
Was Herman Munster also in Pet Sematary?
Yes. Fred Gwynne was. Yeah, yes, exactly.
That's who I meant. Mm-hmm.
Right. In what city did Hank Aaron, break Babe Ruth's home run record? Where's Tom Stanton when you need him?
I'm looking at Roy.
Well, it probably wasn't Baltimore. That's too obvious.
It's Milwaukee?
It's not Baltimore.
Was it Los Angeles?
It wasn't.
Minnesota?
It was tied in Los Angeles, I think.
Okay.
It was not Milwaukee.
No, it wasn't Milwaukee.
Was it Atlanta?
It was Atlanta, yep, right. Because they moved on to Atlanta. Atlanta, okay. Yes. In 1975, the last metal lunchbox made in the U.S., featured this movie character. Who is he?
Wait a minute. Say
they didn't make metal lunchboxes?
I'm wondering if it's a typo that should be 1985 or something like that.
Maybe they just outsourced the metal lunchbox to another country.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, it's true. Okay. But there was a character, a movie character from a drama.
What year was it?
It says 75, but I think we might be messing with the years a little
bit. I'm thinking, Evel Knievel?
No, but you're doing all right. It's a movie character played by Sylvester Stallone.
Rocky?
No, it was Rambo is what it says here.
Yeah, it's got to be 85.
The first or the last, yeah.
A friend of mine used to use the line, he says, Rocky, Rambo, Cobra. Sylvester Stallone thinks violence is a five-letter word.
And Diane Lewis loves him, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What brand of antacid asks its viewers to spell relief?
R-O-L-A-I-D-S?
Yes, Rolaids. Oh, Rolaids, indeed.
Certainly not V-A-L-V-E-R-D-E. We were calling him Val Voldemort, the he who must not be named.
Oh, my gosh.
And Benoit was, Ben Better?
Okay. I'll tell you what, I wasn't the only person in Metro Detroit thinking, first, oh my gosh, he's going to bring in Val Verde because we have an 8-1 lead. And then... Bill Koch gets the second out, and Valverde's warming up and walked all over the mound to say something really quick to first base. And I'm like, oh my God, they're going to pull Koch and bring Valverde in for the last out. This series could not be over yet. Oh my word.
This relief appearance brought to you by the heart specialists at BOMA.
And if you're really interested in some pretty hilarious stuff, props, you can go check out Twitter. Even if you're not a member, you can read the Twitter account titled Phil Koch's Brain. Because last night, every 10 minutes, it tweeted, woo-woo! pretty hilarious stuff.
I'm impressed by all of the Tigers that are really auditioning for next year. Probably the lead of which is Phil Koch. But Johnny Peralta is not far behind.
Holy smokes. Yes, he had the game of his career yesterday.
I think isn't this contract year for him, too?
Is it? I think it might be
Peralta. Payoff, yeah.
No,
it is for Young.
It is for Valverde, but I think we know the outcome.
Yeah, unless there's a miracle that happens next week, we'll see. From zero to hero, you never know. In 1952, what country offered Albert Einstein its presidency?
Austria?
It wasn't Austria.
Was it Israel?
It was Israel. Yeah, absolutely.
Why would they offer him a...
I believe he turned it down, if I remember my history correctly, but,
Did he have any
Imagine if we did things that way. Hey, Chuck, what are you doing this week?
You got to be careful going after the smartest man in the world. I remember a few years ago there was a new biography with new information, new documents consulted on Einstein. Mm. And it showed all of his womanizing.
Oh, my.
And after that was out, Jay Leno on The Tonight Show during his monologue said, guys, let this be a warning. If the smartest man in the world didn't get away with this, what makes you think you can?
So I tried, right?
So he was the Tiger Woods of his day then, huh? Wow.
There you go.
Yes. So you actually read this, or you just read the bit about him?
I just read the bit about
it. Okay, very, very interesting. Excellent. We have another set of questions from our friend Frank Burrows of Valencia, California. Since you read my last batch of questions
Is it 12:01
his
California
time or our
time? Or?
It doesn't say what time zone it is, but I'm assuming it's the home time zone. From
whatever
today.
The server was probably.
Right? Yeah,
this
literally.
Is very disturbing, Frank. Get a light.
Go to bed. Go to bed.
Thank you, Frank. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we do.
Solve our question submitter.
That's true. Since you read my last batch of questions so quickly, I've endeavored to come up with more questions to keep you on your toes. I can't say I take all the credit for these, as I've also enlisted the help of my daughter in a few. but always I hope they're entertaining and intriguing. I don't recall what I've requested as a passing score in the past. 75? 80? Wow. So I'll leave it up to Professor Mayo to come up with an adequate passing grade on these. As always, warmest regards from the sunny coast. Mm. Frank Burroughs. So. Oh man, do we get midterm grades on this? we're going to have to wait till next time to do those, though. Let's say goodbye. Professor Hokett.
Hey, go Tigers.
Professor Boats.
See you next time, Frank.
Professor Maggio. Bye-bye. Dean Finkenbein.
Why St. Louis?
Professor Roach.
Have a great weekend.
Professor Chow.
Sure, whatever.
And now these words.
Email your questions to ATP at udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor. It's an Ask the Professor flashback, 1988.
The University of Detroit presents Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with University of Detroit professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edmund DeWint, and today we have three of our regulars with us. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Pleasure to have you here, as always. On his right, from the Department of History, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Golder, hi.
Hello, yes, that's right. And on Sarah's right, from the Department of Performing Arts and Theater, Professor Arthur Beer.
How'd you do, Edwin?
Gee, who is he today?
I just read a lovely article about Australia.
All right. The questions for today, all of which are Bert Tilly questions, have been culled from something like 340,000 of them that he has sent in over the last 6 months. For what cartoon did Donald Duck win his first Oscar? 1942 was the year.
The Donald Duck movies had names?
Yes.
Well, I'd forgotten that. No. Of course, they had to, didn't they?
Yes.
That Old Canard?
No.
The Farmer Takes a Wife?
No, it had to do with the war.
Oh, yeah. They sell it now in the video stores, and you see him wearing his little helmet.
That's right.
Okay,
and there was a song.
It's called Donald Duck Uncovered.
No,
it's called Duck Uncovered. Of course.
It's called The Ducks of War.
The Ducks of War.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Adam Winbigler and technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Eat 'em up, Tigers. Eat 'em up. Thank you.